The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answered from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
May the works that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please be seated. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Probably notice the theme in the things going on here so far this morning. I've discovered that one of the perks of standing here is helping to choose the hymns. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Also part of the gospel reading. Jesus has once again been off by himself praying, and when he returns, the disciples ask him to teach them to pray. Jesus teaches them what we know as the Lord's Prayer, in which we ask forgiveness for our sins as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Never one to pass up for a good story, he then goes on to tell them about the man asking for bread at midnight. Can you imagine the phone ringing with your neighbor asking for a snack? And when you say no, he texts again and again and again until you give in. Jesus is saying that the neighbor's persistence will pay off and he'll get those snacks. I'm going to trust Jesus on that one. What he's also saying is that those who search for God's kingdom will find it. And for those who knock, the door will be opened. That the treasures of God's kingdom will be ours as God's children. I can tell you firsthand, in this modern world, you can knock and knock, but some doors will not open. Sometimes, however, it's not the door that you expect that does open. Be persistent. Keep knocking. I acknowledge there are many reasons in this time to, you know, want to have faith, lose faith. So much bad news going on in the world today. During the prayers of the people, in a few minutes, we will pray as we do each week for our nation's leaders, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions. We need truly to pray for all the branches of our government at all levels, even here at the city and county level at this time. That they may all be led to wise decisions. Decisions that are for all people, not just the most vocal, those shouting the loudest, or those with the most money. Shouting has not and cannot lead to a civil discourse. That goes for our personal lives as well. Shouting should never be a valid option. As a couple, a family, a community, a country, as a species, we need to talk and not give up hope. We should resolve our problems. Keep talking. Don't give up. For those of you who don't know, I was married for 27 years. I turned 57 2 weeks ago, married for nearly half my life. I learned about persistence, mainly in the form of my wife asking me to do chores or repair something in the house, day after day, week after week, until I got it done. She was, I'll be generous and say persistent, although relentless also comes to mind. I learned from her. I asked 3 times before she agreed to marry me. The first time was in the midst of an argument. I have no idea over what, something I had done or probably hadn't done. During the argument, I said, "Well, marry me then." It was heartfelt, absolutely heartfelt and passionate, but not the best timing. Julie responded, "You don't really mean that." The second time was just after a miscarriage. We were unmarried and struggling with perhaps this was God's punishment. We were young. Yeah. Again, not great timing. But we prayed, Julie was baptized, and later that same year, I asked her for the 3rd time. Looking back, she didn't say yes that time either. Rather, she muttered something that I didn't quite catch, and then she held out her hand. And we used this ring to get married. That ring. 3 times over 2 years. I was determined. I was persistent. And asked repeatedly. And the door on which I'd been knocking did open. I was young, but I knew what I wanted in this life. That this was what I was seeking. That was what I was seeking, right? A direction to my life. The need to start my career, the desire to start a family with the woman of my dreams. 30 years later, maybe older and wiser, but I'm still seeking. Or, better put, that which I'm seeking has changed. Seek, and ye shall find. The trick, apparently, is to knowing that which you're seeking. God has the answers to the questions that I'm asking, and knows which doors that I should open. Jesus says, be persistent. Jesus also asked, is there any one of you who, if your child asks for a fish, instead of a fish, you gave a snake instead? Honestly, I'd be tempted. My kids understand my humor. However, but What, however, if instead of a snake or a fish, I gave my daughter a fishing pole when she asked that question, or a permit, or took her to the lake with both and spent the day? Those are both perfectly valid responses, but not what my child requested. Elsewhere in the Bible, it says that fathers should not provoke their children, but raise them in the training of the Lord. Not to be too harsh with your children, lest they become discouraged. A discouraged child can become a discouraged adult. We don't need more of those. In Luke 8, Jesus tells us another parable. In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept asking for justice. For a long while, the judge refused. Eventually, he caved to her persistence, saying, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, because this widow keeps pestering me, she will not beat me down with her continual comings, I will give her justice." This story was to tell the disciples not to lose heart. When we persevere through adversity, when we refuse to give up on what we are called to do, we strengthen ourselves and our bond with God. God knows the answers. I just need to ask better questions. 30 years ago, I asked God for the hand of a good woman with whom to raise a family. Julie and I raised 2 wonderful kids, but then I lost my grip on Julie's hand. Where do I find hope? In words. My faith, my words, my ability to form sentences of words in praise of God. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, and he responded, not with a lecture or a sermon, but with words, simple words, familiar words. There should be something deeply comforting and grounding about that. We can often think of prayer as something mysterious or complicated. We wonder, am I doing this right? Am I using the correct words? Am I spiritual enough for God to even hear me? Jesus didn't make it complicated. He gave us words that we can carry with us and use daily. Words of daily bread, of forgiveness, of trust and surrender. In today's parable, Jesus is not telling us, pray hard enough and you'll get everything you want. Rather, what he's saying is God responds, God gives, God listens. And what does God want most of all to give us? How much more will the Heavenly Father give of the Holy Spirit to those of us who ask him? The greatest gift God gives us is God's own self, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in our lives. What does that mean for us today? Throughout the Bible, we are told to pray at all times, frequently, genuinely. Prayer should be a conversation with God to deepen our relationship with him. Prayer is not a performance. It's not about having to be eloquent or being perfect. It's a relationship, and like any relationship, it grows with honesty and time, with trust, and yes, perseverance. It means that we can give our real selves, we can show our real selves to God. Not just the Jeffrey that you see up here on Sunday mornings in a starched shirt and a tie, but the secret one, the one that can be tired or anxious or even have doubts. God wants to give us what we need, not just what we think we need. but he wants to give us what is truly life-giving. Courage, grace, forgiveness, peace. When you pray, pray not just the words that Jesus gave us, but do it with an open heart. Let us knock again and again, trusting that there is a door, and it will be opened. And behind that door is not a reluctant God, not a silent God, but a God who gives generously, lovingly, and always has our best interests at heart. You need more proof of God's love for us? Outside that window, God's creation. In the first song, we talked about God's recreation of the new day. It's just amazing out there. All parts of God's creation of that new day that have not given up despite the adversity of this desert environment, they're persistent and haven't given up hope. That's where I'm going to leave you. It can be tough out there sometimes, but with hope through Christ Jesus, things will get better. Nevertheless, persist. Seek. Find your door. Amen.